Good morning, everybody. I don't expect anybody to be listening to this. This is test number 4, and the phone-in function is actually seeming to be working for a change, although the studio still displays the warning that we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix this issue. And it's in a bright pink bar, which I took a picture of already. It hasn't changed a bit. The live connect option does not seem to be there, but hey, the telephone part is fixed. This is a good thing, for there will now be a full-fledged show later today. So for 12 minutes, I can ramble on here, I suppose. This is nothing of any specific importance other than being Friday morning, 8:04 a.m. The sun is trying to shine, and I'm happy that it will. So at some point in the near future, I will have the show that I had intended on running last week with my guests, Robert Trotner and Houston City Councilwoman Taiba Sultana, which I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. But this whole thing with Israel and Gaza, it's a sad thing. It's a sad state of affairs. Thousands of people died. It began when, just before October 7th, President Netanyahu of Israel had a backroom deal with the head of Hamas. His last name is Sinwar. They had a backroom deal so that Gazans can go to work in Israel and make money. And this was done to the exclusion of Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. Shortly thereafter, Sinwar practically stabbed them in the back by invading Israel and killing 1,400 Israelis and taking over 200 people hostage. Everybody is crying nowadays because of the war in Gaza. This is because of Hamas's long-term habit of using the civilians as shields. They fight like cowards, long story short. And it's causing the rest of the world to rise up against them, especially with the help of Iran. Iran has been supporting Hamas. They've been supporting Hezbollah ever since roughly 1980 or so when they deposed the Shah. And it's so sad to see this happening because Netanyahu is not the brightest fellow in the galaxy either. He's a right-wing nut like our former President Donald Trump and just brain dead. He needs to be replaced, and they need to seek a path towards peace because the path that they are on now is unsustainable. So anyhow, I'm glad this is working, and I'm going to end the show prematurely because I was not prepared for this to work, but I'm glad that it's working. And as so, I will schedule a show for later on today. Thank you for tuning in to my briefest of shows, and have a wonderful day.